Och vi är faktiskt tre syskon som har kommit hela vägen från Sverige.
What he's saying is that we are three siblings all the way from Sweden who's here to play in America.
And we are so excited to be here! Woo!
Nick, and I'm here with Lindy. How did you get on this massive American tour?
We've been touring in Europe for a long time, like for our whole lives. We've been working, and our father, he's a promoter in Sweden, so he's been having the contacts over here. And
we have Crowder, we have Lecrae, so many folks on this tour. Who are some of the folks that you've looked up to in American music?
I mean, I found Lecrae's music when I was like 12 years old back in Sweden, and that was my introduction to Christian hip hop. So through him, I found other artists and stuff. So I mean, the 12-year-old me back in Sweden never thought we were going to be on an arena tour in the U.S. together.
Yes. Yeah. Talk about the weather in Sweden right now. We've had some really odd weather in America, and so it's dark quite a bit.
It is. Yes.
So every year we have snow and we are cold, but it gets dark. Yeah, it gets dark where we live at like 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
Yes, now I talked to a friend of yours, Tommy Iceland, and we talked a lot about Sweden and what it was like growing up there. Mm-hmm. Now, sloshing through the snow with sound equipment is a whole different story, right?
It is.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It is.
But I mean, when you're from Sweden, you have to get used to whatever weather, and it can change in like a day.
Yeah.
So you need to be ready for whatever.
So one random day in March, there'll be like total chaos of snow.
Yeah,
and
you'll have snow, rain, sun, everything.
All in one day, probably.
So what are some of the messages that you're getting from your folks back home about you being in America?
Oh, wow.
Really, like living the dream, really?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the response has been crazy.
Yes.
Really. They're behind us, supporting us, and they're praying for us.
We're so encouraged from everyone at home seeing what we do and just supporting us. And they really help us.
Yeah. And they're like, post everything. We want to see everything. Just post all the time. We're like, okay, we will.
We will,
So do you have a moment in your set where you teach a little Swedish to the audience?
Ooh. We do, after our set, we have a video of us, and then we say, we love you in Swedish, which is,
vi älskar er.
Aw, we love you.
Yes.
I want to talk a little bit more about pulling the songs and your set list together. How difficult was that for you guys to choose the songs?
Mm-hmm.
It was really Kill Your Darlings.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Kill Your Darlings?
Yeah.
I mean, we're used to doing like concerts that are like 1 hour back home.
Yes.
And for this tour, when they were like, you really need to dig in and see which songs do we really want to present when we're over here, trying to get a blend of different styles of songs and different types of messages that we want to present. So we started with picking out which songs, and then we kind of arranged.
It's a dream come true.
Yeah, it is. Really is.
It really, really is. Well, welcome to America.
Thank you. In this capacity,
we're so glad you're here bringing hope to America. You know, that alone, think about that banner that you're waving. You know, you're waving that for those folks that are so proud of you back home in Sweden, that they're seeing you bring hope to this nation. That's powerful.
We're just grateful that we get to be part of this amazing tour, because everything is really about Jesus.
Yes.
And you can feel that in every single artist's set, that they just all point to Jesus. And we just are so grateful that we get to be a little part of that. So
yes. And we've had the like hope for the future in our hearts for such a long time, especially for our generation, because at least back home in Sweden, there's been so much. We have a lot of problems with mental health. We have, in Sweden has a big problem with like gang violence right now. And there's just so much going on with environmental crisis and stuff. And we just feel like there's so much negativity put on our generation. And we just want to say that there is hope. We're not just totally lost. We have a hope, we have God. And that's just what we want to represent.
Do you feel like being in Sweden, which is really relatively unchurched in this generation,
yes, a lot.
Do you feel like they maybe even shame you for bringing a gospel message?
As you said, like Sweden is like one of the most secularized countries in the world. So growing up there, you're kind of used to that environment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like in school, you can be like the only Christian in your class. In your football team, you're the only Christian most of the times. So I think the Christians are pretty used to that. But that also brings that if you're Christian, you're hardcore.
Yes.
You're all in Sweden, because that like in between doesn't really get you anything back home.
Yeah, people aren't just Christians because of the
culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're a Christian, you really have experienced that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then, yeah, as you said, I mean, for us, like bringing the gospel, it can be challenging, but yes. Also people can be really open because they don't really have like preconceived thoughts about the church from yes. before. Maybe our concert is like their first introduction to faith. Because yes. they're not used to going to church. So, I mean, it's a big opening, but it's also a big like wall you need to get through first.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's a challenge and an opportunity at the yeah. same time.
People are very much more open, I think, to God and just spiritual here than at home.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I pray, too, that you won't get jaded about the American faith, because it can be so cultural for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so you probably think, oh, this is a great Christian, and you find out, oh, they're just where it's a mm-hmm. cultural thing. And it's probably just a little bit of a mind bender mm-hmm. to you guys saying, okay, wait, okay, now there's different kinds of nuances mm-hmm. of Christian faith, mm-hmm. you know?
Yes. But we are so glad we're here as well, and we get yes. so much inspiration from so many people that we've met. So it's been great being here.
Yeah.
But you guys know Toby Mac, you yeah. know his music, and who are some other American artists that you like in the Christian genre? Lecrae, you'd mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, there's a lot.
Yeah.
I am also a big fan of hip-hop and like R&B, so we have a few friends like Evan and Eris we've been listening to a lot.
Yeah.
And
yes.
yeah.
And we've been growing up like with gospel music, so
yes.
Kirk and Israel Houghton and those types also. I mean, everything from gospel like to worship and CCM, we kind of listen to everything, so
yes.
yeah.
That's what makes a great artist, studying music, you know?
We just love music, so we listen to everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
So grateful to have Lindy here in America, and you guys are going to be great on stage tonight and throughout
Hopefully.
This tour. Blessings to you and your family.
Thank you.
We've always been traveling as a family because we've been touring our whole lives back in Europe.
Yes.
So this is the first US tour, and we do all everything together. So they're also involved in our set and in the traveling, in the merch, everything. We
yes.
just do everything together. So.
It's a family
love
thing.
That.
Yeah. Family thing.
Speaking of family things, coming out in April is a family film called Unsung Hero. I don't
wow.
know if you guys know for King and Country.
Yeah, yeah,
yes. We met their father.
Yes, David.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had a really great meeting with him, and
oh,
he
yes.
was so kind and
so much encouragement.
So much encouragement, and just share like what it's like being a family moving from
yes.
another country to the States.
Yes.
We haven't moved here yet, but
yes.
we'll see in the future what happens. But he had a lot of great advice and just like, yeah, just encouraged us to stay true to what God has told us. So
amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is perfect
so
advice.
So they're so great.
Yeah.
It is.
Hey. I'm Dennis.
I'm Ella.
I'm Emmy.
And we are Lindy. And you're listening to Bandkind.
Woo!